The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armesa, MD, is patient Robert Hirsch, last name H-I-R-S-C-H. This is a treble stress echocardiogram, Cardicare Associates letterhead file, Streco space Hirsch space R. Treble stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 12-12-22. Referring physician, Olga Lishko, L-I-S-H-K-O, M-D. Performing physician, Sharon Armesa, M-D. New paragraph, clinical indication. 56-year-old. That is incorrect. Age is not 56. Hold on. It should be 66. One second. Sixty-six-year-old male with abnormal ECG and APCs. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Period APCs noted on monitor. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure 110/70. Period baseline heart rate 67 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient went treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 8 minutes, 2 minutes into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 173, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 165/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28545, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a correction. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 165/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28545, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau in the last stage of stress. Correction. The patient had an initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, but with a plateau at peak stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise until the last 40 seconds of stress when heart rate accelerated from 85% maximum predicted heart rate to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110/70 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during the correction. There were APCs noted throughout later at baseline. There were APCs noted at baseline later in stress and in recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1 millimeter of horizontal to mildly upsloping ST depression, leads 2-3 AVF and V3 through V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Impression normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. new paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation, new paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9.5 mets. 4. The patient had initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, but with a plateau at peaks. The patient had an initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, but with a plateau at peak stress. With a normal blood pressure response to stress, suggestive of a deconditioned response to stress. With a normal blood pressure response overall, but finding suggestive of a deconditioned response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, except for acceleration of heart rate in the last 40 seconds of stress. Findings also suggest a deconditioned response to stress. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.